Kind of night that made your skin crawl, like a worm on the pavement after an acid rain. I loved it, because it's a sleazy, low-life business. I became a private eye. Aye, aye, sir! I'm having such a ball! I enjoyed being a gumshoe, but on this night, I stepped into something really big. I should have known it was a dame, and something told me I'd seen her before.
Beetlejuice, mind if I come in? Or am I going to become the world's first human sponge?
The name is Sam Spade, sister.
I get it. You're playing film noir again.
That's right, sister. I'm a 40s detective looking for trouble. And it's my best scam yet. Lots of sleaze, little work, and big payoffs. But enough about me. What can I do for you, sweetheart?
Do you need a partner?
Forget it, dollface. I'm a lone wolf.
Ow, 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 ow!
Know what I mean?
Aw, come on, Sam.
Well, you could be my girl Friday. All you have to do is sit here and look cute as a cockroach.
Not a chance. You're not turning me into a female stereotype.
You don't have to type. And in the 1940s, they didn't even have stereo!
All right, but no cheesy leg shots. And please, turn down the sleazy sax music! And as much as I like black and white movies, let's make this one more colorful, okay?
Coloration. You know I hate it.
Beetlejuice? Huh? How about adding a little color to my life?
Sorry, babes. I had no choice. I needed a girl Friday. No other day. Just Friday. And yesterday was Thursday. I was all set to show her the ropes when I heard another. Huh? I said when I heard another. The next thing I knew, I was face to whatever with a beautiful ghoul.
I saw your sign in the window. I need a private eye.
You certainly do, sweetheart. Here's looking at you, kid. She was the kind of ghoul I'd take home to mother. If Mom would only tell me where she lived. Meeting ghouls like this was a daily hazard in my line of work. But I took it in stride and kept my heart on a leash. Hey, hey! Heel boy! A little late for a social call, I grinned, making my upper lip curl, the way that drives ghouls like her crazy.
Whoa, 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 baby, 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 whoa.
It drove her crazy, all right.
I calmed the pretty ghoul down and showed her to a chair. She smelled like dirty socks stuffed with rotten eggs and had a figure to match. I waited till she regained her decomposure. And then I asked, "What can I do for you, sweetheart?" The pretty ghoul coyly let a clump of hair fall down over one eye and into her lap.
"My employer wants you to find somebody."
I told her she had to hit me with some bread. So she did. All in all, it was a pretty crummy thing to do. She took a small wooden box from her purse.
All right, open the box already!
The suspense was killing me. Good thing I'm already dead.
Huh?
It was an ear. Not a guy with an ear. Just an ear. I asked the ear, "Joe, somebody trying to plug you?" But the ear just smiled. And I knew this case wasn't gonna be that simple. His name was Waxman, and he wanted me to find the creep who cut him off from the Waxman family fortune. Waxman had lost his memory when he lost his head. So it was up to me to do some digging.
There's something awfully suspicious about this ghoul.
Don't worry. She's just a plot device. Know what I mean? We dropped Waxman's secretary off at home. Then drove my little coupe downtown. We pulled up to the Cotton Swab Club, where I intended to do some poking around. Inside, I felt as out of place as a clean pair of underwear in my dresser drawer. Waxman had told us there was a dame here with some information. I couldn't wait to get an earful.
Till I hear from you. I'm not a waxy kind of girl.
Her name was Timpani, and she really had an ear for music. She knew something, all right, but we had to talk real quiet. The place was all ears.
I know the man you seek. I said,
I know the man you seek. Talk about irritating.
Hey, I'll do the puns in this parody.
I know the man you seek, but...
Don't worry, sister. I'm prepared to offer you protection.
You don't have to bribe me. I'd do anything for Rory. We're brother and sister.
I could see there was more between these ears than just somebody's head.
Beetlejuice, if Timpani and Rory are sister and brother, then they must have been on the same person.
Wait a second, sweetheart. If Timpani and Rory are sister and brother, then they must have been on the same person. It's as plain as the nose on my face. Don't try this at home, kids. This is just a prop. So Waxman's sister was cut off from the Waxman family fortune, too. And like her brother, she had lost her memory. That didn't stop her from spilling the beans.
Shem, what's happening to us?
Don't worry, Angel Push. It's just a flashback. See? Timpani had decided to do some nosing around for clues that might lead to her own identity. But she stepped on somebody's toes. And was kidnapped by some thugs in a black sedan. taken to a warehouse in the waterfront. There she was threatened by some gangster who kept in the shadows. They were gonna bug her.
Now wait a minute! Why would this gangster take her back to his hideout to plug her? He could have done that in the street!
Liz, you're clouding the issue with logic. This is a melodrama. Now can we get back to the flashback?
Luckily, Timpani managed to escape. Then things got really eerie. Like most deer, she didn't want to stick out. So she took the name of Timpani and started singing at the Cotton Swab Club. So where's this warehouse, Tutch?
It's a warehouse. Who knows where a warehouse is?
This was getting me nowhere. And no warehouse either.
Could you excuse us?
Hey!
Beetlejuice?
Speed. Sham Speed.
Sham, she sure remembers a lot for somebody who lost her memory. How did she find all this out?
Maybe she got lucky, sweetheart. When you've been a private eye as long as I have, you just chalk luck up to chance.
Excuse me?
Why, did you burp?
You kids listen and listen good. Stay out of sight till I run down the face of the head you belong to. I was sure Timpani and Waxman were in danger, but I knew my warning went in one ear and out the other. Our only clue was a warehouse at the waterfront. So we headed for the docks.
I said docks! Docks!
Open wide and say,
This is the question.
Would you like a second opinion on that?
My little coupe was doing about 90 down semicircular canal street when I noticed something in my rearview mirror.
Shem, it's the black sedan! I mean, sedan!
They opened up with submachine guns. We had to keep our heads down. They say this is a city of hard knocks. And these guys were gonna see it lived up to its name.
Beetlejuice!
Uh-oh!
It looked like we were going to take the big fall. It was up to me to stay calm and cool.
Liz, we're down!
Beetlejuice, Dumi can fly, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Good thing that my little coop could fly like a bat out of a belfry. I knew that to find those hoods, I had to listen to my gut feelings.
I feel we should follow that car.
If we were going to learn anything more, I'd have to tail the black sedan. It led us straight to the warehouse we were looking for. When I saw Babyface Smelksome, I knew the creeps who gave us the once over the cliff were members of the Shadow Gang. Me and my gal Friday decided to have a look-see. Inside the warehouse was the creme de la crooks. There was Babyface and Machine Gun Smelly, and each one of them had a chopper. But the biggest choppers belonged to Al Dente, who never bit off more than he could chew. He was armed to the teeth. The leader was none other than the infamous Mr. Big. Mr. Big never let anyone see anything but his shadow. That's why his thugs were known as the Shadow King.
Sham! I can't see!
Shh!
Even the slightest noise might attract attention. And attention was the last thing we needed. I'm pretty good at cleaning floors, too.
All right, Seamus, put up your hands. Put down your hands! Put down your hands!
The thugs took us inside.
Make sure his arms are tied down real good.
I've been expecting you, my ghostly gumshoe.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, yeah. If you know I'm a ghost, then you also know these ropes can't hold me.
But, Mr. Beetlejuice, you're also a cartoon character. And as a cartoon character, you can be robbed out.
Wow! I was quickly becoming a ghost with the leash.
No! Stop! Leave him alone!
It looked like this ghost was about to do his final vanishing act. Then an old friend crashed the party.
All right, do me!
Get the lead out! My faithful girl Friday drew on her available resources, and in no time I was back on my feet. She had done a great job.
Whew.
Except for one small detail. Gotta hand it to you, babe. Pretty quick on the draw. The Shadow Gang wasn't going to be as lucky. A few slugs in the belly, and it would be all over.
This guy's revolting.
Then Al and his boys got real ugly. Or should I say, uglier. When Babyface went for his gun, I knew it was time to pacify him. He looked like he needed changes. I figured a big baby needed a big sleep. Smelly got the drop on me, but my gal Friday pulled the rug out from under him. Excuse me, sweetheart. I gotta take out the garbage. Smelly had landed on the wrong side of the law. An order.
Shem! Behind you!
El Dente was about to shoot off his mouth, and I was the target. Stopping him was going to be like pulling teeth. It was time for El Dente to come clean. I still had a little score to settle with Mr. Big, but I'd have to do it with my bare hands. I grabbed Mr. Big and put his lights out. All right, short stuff. What's it all about? There was an intense little man painting the joint. He was good. Well, he was very good. The guy had no ears, so I knew he was connected to Waxman and his sister. Or should I say, disconnected.
Vincent, it's really you.
We've been out of our heads with worry, so to speak.
I can't believe my ears.
Vincent?
Vincent Van Gogh. We've been forcing him to paint the place ever since we found out how much his work is worth. You know, now that he's dead. He was going to paint our getaway cars next. Then our summer hideout in the mountains.
I wonder if he does roadhouses. Soon the cops arrived and led the Shadow Gang away in handcuffs.
Thank you for listening to my ears, but there is something I must confess.
Uh-oh, here comes another flashback.
Van Gaan told us that after he was kidnapped, he had no choice but to send his ears to get help.
But why didn't you tell us the truth?
We were afraid that if we told you the Shadow Gang was involved, you wouldn't take the case.
There's no Waxman family fortune either. Sorry we had to deceive you.
I tried not to blow my stack, but it was painfully obvious. I had been pulled into this case by both ears. I wasn't as foolish as I looked. I had Vincent Van Gaan pay me off with a painting. With the dough I make from selling it, I can retire from the PI game. Maybe get my little coupe a carport or something.
How about a raise for your gal Friday?
Sorry, kid. It's Saturday. My keen powers of deduction told me another storm was coming. Made me wish my car wasn't a convertible. I was glad about one thing, though. I was wrong about this case being a washout.